Order.
Returning from a week's adjournment, Parliament resumed at 2 with questions for ministers, including one for the Minister for Social Development, Paula Bennett, from her own Prime Minister.
Speaker, has the member seen reports of a government that over the last 5 years, when it comes to at-risk children and to vulnerable families, has spent $20 billion on working for families, income-related rents and accommodation supplements, insulated 215,000 homes, with a further 46,000 homes to be insulated, built 3,000 additional bedrooms on state houses in Auckland, spent just on $50 million on rheumatic fever, come up with a whiteware procurement program, a microfinance programme in food and schools, in which case, what government is that?
Order. That's quite a sufficiently long supplementary question.
Mr Speaker, yes, I have seen reports about that.
Paula Bennett then faced this question from Labor's Trevor Mallard.
Has the Minister seen a statement recording the view of an individual that working for families was communism by stealth, and is that individual now the Prime Minister?
Paula Bennett.
Mr Speaker, what I have seen a report on is that we've actually seen the working for families be fixed, we've actually seen more support going into those lower income families, and it actually making a big difference in their lives, Mr Speaker.
Point of order. Honourable Trevor Mallard.
Mr Speaker, while it was a political question, it was straightforward and does deserve an answer.
Yes. I'd appreciate it if the Minister could answer.
I personally haven't seen a report like that.
And an easier question for Paula Bennett from one of her own national backbenchers, Alfred Naro.
What announcements has she made about providing support for breakfast in schools?
Honourable Paula Bennett.
Today we announced the government is putting $9.5 million over the next 5 years towards the Kickstart Breakfast Program in schools. This is in partnership with Fonterra and Sanitarium and will be matched in value by them. We have also announced we will increase our support to Kids Can, providing $1.5 million over 3 years to provide children with basic necessities like raincoats and shoes.
Good news for kids in schools, and Trevor Mallard hoped for more good news for animals that could be used in testing of recreational drugs.
Speaker, I seek leave to put a question to the House without notice or debate that the Health Select Committee, in its consideration of the Psychoactive Substances Bill, have the authority to consider and, if it sees fit, adopt amendments preventing the use of information resulting from animal testing being used in the consideration of specific psychoactive substances for approval.
Leave is sought for that course of action. Is there any objection? There is objection.
Oh, dear.
Order. Order.
There were also questions about beef and lamb exports stuck on Chinese wharves, as Rhys Lyon reports.
Faced with the issue of New Zealand meat sitting on a wharf in China due to a customs mix-up, the Prime Minister said he still had faith in his Minister for Primary Industries. But Labour's primary industry spokesman, Damien O'Connor, had questions about the validity of statements made on the matter by the government.
Given the statement just made today that Chinese officials now have all the information they need, how can we believe that statement any more than those made by the Minister for Primary Industries on May the 18th, on May the 20th, on May the 23rd, that the issue of meat exports into China was being resolved? And indeed today, the latest press statement confirms that the meat still sits on the wharves in China.
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, because it's correct.
Mr Key said the relevant minister, Nathan Guy, was in the clear.
The matter of compensation is a matter for the Director General of MPI. It's fair to say that there are a number of people who have made mistakes here, but quite clearly, the issue actually rests with the officials in the MPI.
Later, the Speaker, David Carter, said he had received a request from Damien O'Connor for an urgent debate on the matter.
However, the applications for urgent debate are required to be lodged at least 1 hour before the House sits. The member did not meet the deadline with this application. However, in any event, the House will today continue with the budget debate. This provides another means of the House discussing the matter. In these circumstances, there is no justification for setting aside the business of the House. The application is therefore declined.
Speaker David Carter.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.